Republicans and then paying them back through bonuses.
Reimbursing them for those contributions is a violation of North Carolina and federal election laws. House Oversight Chair Carolyn Maloney telling Fox News if these allegations are true, Mr. DeJoy could face criminal exposure, not only for his actions in North Carolina, but also for lying to our committee under oath.
Fox's John Decker. America's listening to Fox.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are not done with summer yet. In fact, that summertime humidity is going to be creeping back more and more over the next few days, and so are the rain chances. For today, look for a high temperature right around 93, heat index getting close to 100. There will be some widely scattered afternoon and evening storms. Your chances of seeing one relatively small. Low temperature tonight, 72. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon hours. We need the rain. High temperature in the low to mid-90s. Showers will be in more generous supply as we get towards Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have charged a man with capital murder after a deadly shooting over the weekend. Police say 18-year-old Julian Zagaglia shot 18-year-old Kobe Reed around 3:30 Saturday morning on Harrison Road. She later died at the hospital. Several apartment units were damaged in a large fire yesterday afternoon. Montgomery Fire Rescue tells us it took 8 fire units to put out the 2-alarm fire at Virginia Downs Apartments. No one was hurt. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. And Tuskegee police are searching for a missing 15-year-old girl. Lisa Williams was last seen Saturday morning in the 1700 block of Auburn Street in Tuskegee. If you have any information about where she is right now, call Tuskegee police. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holding showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big-box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE. Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at cteoutdoorpower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree Shops. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Wind Creek's Alabama casinos are back, and the winning is electric.
When the electric slide plays, it lets me know that there are people that are winning.
I couldn't believe that mini jackpots were going off.
A friend of mine won $47,000.
When I hit a jackpot, Ron, that tells me it could be my turn next.
Your turn could be next. Walk-ups are welcome, but for the odds-on way to get in, make a reservation for the casino floor at WindCreekCasino.com, on the Wind Creek app, or by calling 866-946-3360.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone, to News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on Tuesday. Starting your week out right. Is John Williams on the phone?
Yes, he is.
He's on the phone.
John, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
My goodness. Hey, thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be here. And, you know, I tell you, I was thinking about this earlier. They always say, you know, you can't keep a good man down. And I'll tell you, you're having a major, major surgery last week. You're back, and you're back at work on the air doing your thing. And, you know, I just want to tell you that. I'm so proud of you, Dan, and that just speaks volumes because there would be a lot of folks out there that would have ridden this thing out. They'd be out of work for 6 months. So I just
not me. Not I got you. Too much to do in life.
Not you, my friend. And how are you feeling today? You doing okay?
I'm actually doing very well. I just had a little problem with the medication. I just took the problem solver, and I actually feel much better just in 30 minutes.
Well, good, good. I'm sure you're going to do just fine, and it sure is great to hear your voice today. Okay, so let's talk for just a minute. You know, mortgage companies, let's just think about this. Mortgage companies, they typically offer loans to buy homes, and they offer loans to refinance homes. So that's kind of something that most everybody already knows, and a lot of them do it quite well. Now, in addition to that, okay, you have to have usually very good credit in order to be able to do any of those things, to buy a home or refinance the one you have now. Okay, so we're a mortgage company. Mortgage Corporation of the South is the company I'm speaking of. Been in business for over 25 years right here in Wetumpka, also called MCS. We're one of those mortgage companies. We are one of them. And if you come to us and you have good credit, we can offer you a pre-approval loan in about an hour, a pre-approval to go out and buy a home in about an hour, fast closings after that. You can refinance the home that you already have to get cash out or lower your rate or both. We do all of those things at MCS. That's right. And we offer excellent customer service. But let's stop right there and shift gears. Let's shift gears. What if you do not have perfect credit? What if you've had some rough go of life? You've gone through a divorce. You've gone through the loss of a job, an illness, had to file bankruptcy. You've had your car repossessed maybe. All kinds of things. You might have had a foreclosure in the past. But, you know, if you have a home now or land or even an automobile that you have paid for or almost paid for, you know, you can come to MCS with all of those bad credit problems and you can get a loan. That's right. You can get a loan. We're not going to turn you down because you have slow credit. If the loan makes sense, let's say you want to get a smaller loan, that's okay. A lot of people call on us and say, you know what? I don't need, you know, $200,000 or $300,000. I just need like $20,000. I want to pay off a car note. I want to do this, put a new roof on my house, got a few things. My credit's not good. I know the bank's not going to approve me. Can you help me? And that's where we shine. We're able to help people get loans is based on the equity they've built up in their home, their land, or their automobile. And there's a lot of people out there who've inherited properties that are paid for, but they can't get a loan on it to do anything, not even fix it up because the credit's less than perfect. So just remember this, folks. The next time you need a loan, whether it's on real estate, land, or an automobile, to get back on track, get the cash you need, and rebuild your credit at MCS, we're the company to call. No mistake about it. That's what you need to remember. Also, if you want to buy a home or refinance the one you already have and you have great credit, make no mistake about it. We can handle that for you, too. Mortgage Corporation of the South, MCS, the mortgage and loan center located on top of the mountain in Wetumpka, now celebrating 25 years. Make your next move your best move. Call MCS, 567-9000. That number is 567-9000. 9,000. One more time. Write it down. Put it in your phone. 567-9000. Company NMLS number 232876. And we're an equal housing lender. And I'm out of breath.
Question, John. Are the mortgage rates holding up but being still pretty down?
Yes, they're holding up just fine right now. And I'm glad you asked that because there are a lot of people still sitting on the fence. They call, they check. And I'll tell you, you study wrong, you study long sometimes. Study long, you study wrong. Don't be asleep at the wheel. They're holding up right now, but we don't know what they're going to do. They're the lowest I've seen in my career. So we don't know.
Same with me, which is why I called you that time. And I've noticed that when you're looking out at some of the 30-year notes, they're inching up a little bit. I'm worried that people may miss this. They don't take some action now.
Yeah, well, they ebb and flow, and some of the folks are saying that we're going to have a pretty good economy, but the rates are probably going to go up because of demand. You hear all kind of different things. But right now, they haven't really done much as far as going up, but who knows? They could start shooting up next month. Who knows?
There you go. John, I appreciate you, my friend. Missed you. I'm glad that you're doing well. And I'm doing extremely well.
Absolutely, my friend. Well, listen, y'all carry on, and great show as usual, even though you're doing it remotely. Hey, it's a great show, and I'm going to keep listening while I work. So thank you, Dan. Thank you, Joey, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Take care, John. Yes, sir. General John Williams, Mortgage Corporation of the South. Joey, did you get my two clips of this?
I did get it.
Kind of interesting the way it's being portrayed in Oregon. So the Trump people decided they didn't want to sit on the sideline with other demonstrators. So they're kind of getting into the fray a little bit. And the media started handling this with, well, they're creating the problem. This is a story on CBS about the pro-Trump caravan.
The protests that have rocked Portland for 102 straight days are spreading to other parts of Oregon. More than 100 supporters of President Trump appeared last night in Salem. That's about 45 miles from Portland. They faced off against a small number of Black Lives Matter supporters. And the confrontation, we have to say, got a little heated. Lizzie Luciano is outside the state capitol in Salem, where the two sides scuffled last night. See that it got a little dicey. What are you hearing from those rally goers now?
Supporters of the president that I talked to said that they showed up here at the state capitol building to protect it from people they call Antifa. There was a standoff and then violence.
Video from Monday afternoon shows several Trump supporters chasing down a Black Lives Matter protester in Salem, shooting him with paintballs and tackling him. That protester, Eddie Coleman, spoke to the New York Times.
And when I stood my ground, finally, one of them pushed me to the ground and hit my face repeatedly.
We spoke to people who claimed the apparent attacks were instigated by members of Antifa, which is not a formal organization, but an anti-fascist ideology.
Notice that Antifa is a loose-knit organization.
Yeah.
So therefore, it's kind of organic and it's all happening naturally. No, it's not. And I noticed that when I was watching the news, which I could actually watch a lot more of, being in the hospital. Remember, I told the audience that when they were tearing down the statues, that they were taking pictures of these folks, and they may beat them back to the house and go arrest them, which is what they did do. They arrested, I think it was 7 people in Washington, D.C. I noticed the same equipment was being used in Portland. And it's going to be interesting to see if all of a sudden they're going to find out who these cats are. And also they've got, are they using counterintelligence to find out who is supporting these people? Let's continue on with this story.
I feel that it's absolutely critical that we stand our ground and say that we won't be ran off by violent insurrectionists.
It all came after a peaceful pro-Trump rally in nearby Oregon City. Some attendees displayed Blue Lives Matter flags, others with the phrase, "Don't tread on me." A Revolutionary War message now associated with far-right rhetoric.
We're done remaining silent in the United States of America.
From there, a smaller group headed to the state capitol building. Those supporters appeared to include members of the Proud Boys, a right-wing extremist group known for promoting violence. Several people openly carried automatic weapons.
We can't have people running around burning our cities down with no consequences or anything.
What's the goal of showing up with your guns?
Protection.
Our Second Amendment right.
Yeah.
Right, but what's the goal?
Protect everybody else out here.
Everything can happen. It's just a moment of when.
The people we spoke with were not members of the Proud Boys and said they were within their legal rights to carry those weapons openly. And in case you're wondering, police did intervene to stop some of that scuffle and arrested a couple of people.
Now, notice that if you believe in liberty, don't tread on me, which is what the concept of liberty is, that you're a far-right extremist. That is amazing. I know you, Joey, as a libertarian, that must really disturb you.
Yeah, I guess I'm a far-right extremist then. It's very, to quote Chris Cuomo, Fredo, the media is not your friend. Yeah, and just, I mean, you could have something, to me, don't tread on the Gadsden flag, the don't tread on me is an innocuous statement, if not a great historical statement about what this country's about. So that, yeah, when I just heard that, I chuckled a little bit. They're not our friend.
So if you pray, you're far-right,
yeah.
And you believe in liberty, you're far right.
Right.
That's amazing to me. So Rochester, New York, has got protesters. This thing is going to bust loose on them. This is not going to end out well under Daniel Pruitt because he had a little PCP in his body.
Emotions are still running high in Rochester, New York, where Daniel Pruitt died after a confrontation with police back in March. Angry but peaceful protesters marched yesterday demanding action after a video showing the incident came out last week. Rochester's mayor had asked for calm after police used tear gas to control demonstrations on Saturday. A grand jury will investigate the case. Drika Duncan is in Rochester for us, where pressure is growing for the officers to be charged.
After a weekend of tense clashes between protesters and police, waves of peaceful protesters marched to the Rochester Public Safety Building without incident Sunday night, demanding justice for Daniel Pruitt. He died 7 days after his arrest in March. Pruitt is seen here on police body cam video, naked and apparently experiencing a mental health crisis. The video shows Pruitt being restrained by officers in the middle of a cold Rochester street. A medical examiner ruled Pruitt's death a homicide caused by complications of asphyxia in the setting of physical restraint. That report also says he was under the influence of the powerful hallucinogenic drug, PCP.
So he actually died 7 days later. I thought from the original story, he died with the bag over his head because he had COVID, but that was not exactly true. So let's take the second part of this story from Rochester, New York.
69-year-old Shirley Thompson is part of a group of elders organized by the city to help broker peace between the protesters and police.
We're trying to appeal to the moral conscience of our authority figures in the city.
Marching alongside some of Rochester's oldest residents were also some of its youngest. 3-year-old Tanner marched with his father, Tommy Walker.
I just wanted to show them that people can come together, you know, peacefully, all races. And he's the future, so I want him to get prepared for the future.
Protesters want an explanation as to why it took the city months to reveal the details of Prue's death to the public. Rochester's mayor had previously said she was misled by those in her own administration, but on Sunday, she walked back those comments. She maintained she first saw the body cam video on August 4th. Rochester Police Chief Laron Singletary.
I provided the mayor factual information the morning of the 23rd. And March 30th is a follow-up when Mr. Prue passed away.
But if you told her that an person OD'd while being arrested, did you know that he was being held down and all the other stuff?
Yes.
Overnight, police released a statement thanking the elder community for helping out to keep with those protests and keep them safe. Now, happening off camera that you can't see right now to my right are six naked and partially naked protesters in the cold street with spit hoods on, drawing, of course, more attention to Daniel Prue's death.
And the mayor knew she didn't get caught, so she confessed, or she basically said, well, that wasn't quite true. And let me tell you something. Democrats are into this. Because we say it, just remember, does not mean it is true. They want you to believe it's true, but it's not. We're top coming back to you right after this break.
Day to day. Day to day.
The Dan Morris Show.
And they were old, their lives wasted.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Going remotely after my surgery. Appreciate you guys listening and calling in and the prayer. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, how are you, my friend?
I am doing fine. Joey, I know the real reason why Dan's not in the studio today. You know what? You want to hear it?
Maybe not, but go ahead.
He doesn't want to show us his red hair from the betadine scrub until it wears off.
I want to tell you, Red Top, I still have orange on me from that.
That stuff soaks in and goes deep, doesn't it, Dan?
It really does. I mean, I've been showering every day. You wouldn't know it by looking at my legs and chest.
Yeah, I believe it, man. It even turned me orange, and I was already part orange, you know. All this stuff. First of all, the naked man on PCP was spitting in all the policemen's faces. Constantly. That's why they put the bag over his head. And every one of these incidents where all these people have been supposedly abused by the police, and they were all under arrest and resisted arrest. Every one of them. And they showed no responsibility, especially this last guy who's paralyzed. At least Rodney King had the decency to say, people, please stop, because he was the cause of all of it. But this man at his hospital bed with Kamala Harris yesterday, or either Sunday, whatever day it was, it's their fault that all this is going on. It's not anybody's fault but theirs, and they share no responsibility in it. I think that is disgusting, and there's no excuse for that. So, I mean, when you have a chance, if you're under arrest, you're not going to get loose. I mean, this ain't rocket science, guys. You ain't going to get loose from the cops, and you're done if you try. And a great number of these people, this guy that's paralyzed, has already been arrested before. He had domestic violence charges on him. He was under arrest when they tried to get him to go. He would not go.
Exactly. Yeah, he was under arrest and got an officer, got away from him, got an officer in a chokehold, and then walks away. Arrested him. If you get arrested, stay arrested.
Yeah, because you're not going to get loose. And I feel the policemen aren't trained well enough to deal with this, unfortunately. And we all know a domestic violence call is the most dangerous for a policeman to go on. So there's no consideration or guilt on these people's fault. They're all guilty. And, that's got to be straightened out. And about CBS, I don't want CBS at all anymore. First of all, I can't take Gail King or either one of her two children that's with them every morning. These guys have been castrated, I'm convinced. And they're in with Simon Schuster, who's printing all these books. Well, they're even more biased than MSNBC because of that fact. So I don't want CBS anymore because I can't take Gail King or the damn pink paper they use.
I was thinking about you on Face the Nation when your guy who you absolutely love, John Dickerson, was hosting.
Oh, my God. At least he's held his head straight this time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it John McCain's nephew or something that was on? Maybe I'm getting that mixed up with Fox, but even he said, Donald Trump and my uncle did not get along. They had a thing against each other, but this whole thing on the military is fake. You know what I mean?
It's the guy that co-founder of the Federalist Papers.
Yes. Yeah. So, it is what it is. And, these guys, the truth is coming out more and more. None of their polls are right. And, you know what? Black Lives Matter don't need to mess with this Trump crowd because they are really well armed and they're prepared, and I have a feeling they go to target practice. So they better leave them alone. And there really wasn't much press about that Trump rally. I didn't see any anywhere.
You mean in Oregon?
Yeah, the one in Oregon. Yeah. I didn't see any press on it. Of course, I don't have cable. So, you know, I have faith in our president, and I'm not worried about Donald Trump and the debate. Joe Biden's too stupid to even come up with anything that's worth sticking, man, you know. So I can't wait for the debates, and especially Kamala Harris and Mike Pence. This is going to be like, you know, Mike Pence has done a phenomenal job, and he is by far the most intelligent, well, most controlled, the best vice president that I could feel take over in my lifetime.
Well, Kamala Harris, the way her tone, let's say, is not working for her. She doesn't sound sincere. She sounds like a prosecutor answering a political question.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, no. You know, no credit to Kamala Harris. She's not an asset to the ticket at all. And, Dan, so good to hear. Yes, you are kind of muffled, but I know that'll improve. And we're just glad to have you back, bro, okay?
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Let me go to a break. Ronnie, coming back to you right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook, located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sell. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
This is your roving reporter. Today I'm speaking with the Loch Ness Monster.
Hello!
Now, you live out here in the loch.
Well, it's really a lake.
But they call it a loch.
Yeah, lake, loch, whatever floats your boat.
And being an aquatic creature, you probably don't have many places to keep your money.
Well, I used to keep it in the lake.
Loch.
Yeah, whatever. But it got kind of soggy, so I decided to make a change.
Where do you keep your money now?
My friend David Ernest looks after my money for me.
Really?
Yeah, really. I just call him at 279-7431, and he takes care of the rest. I never have to leave the lake.
Locked.
Whatever.
So your advice to everyone and creatures like yourself?
Call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he will take care of your money for you. He will lock it in.
Don't you mean lake it in?
Well, now, that's just stupid.
Call David Ernest, 279-7431. Mind if I ask you a question?
Oh, no, go ahead, shoot.
Do you know Bigfoot?
I think we're friends on Facebook.
This is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Auto. We are constantly getting calls about what we do. Well, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions. We sell almost all brands of tires, including Michelin, Cooper, Toyo, Nitto, and more. We also do those pesky check engine light and tire sensor lights. So if you need vehicle repair, tire suspension, front end alignment, brakes, water pump, or that pesky check engine light to go off, call us, AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville or Montgomery, or check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are not done with summer yet. In fact, that summertime humidity is going to be creeping back more and more over the next few days, and so are the rain chances. For today, look for a high temperature right around 93, heat index getting close to 100. There will be some widely scattered afternoon and evening storms. Your chances of seeing one relatively small. Low temperature tonight, 72. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon hours. We need the rain. High temperature in the low to mid-90s. Showers will be in more generous supply as we get towards Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
You looking so bad, my funky one. You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again.
2729228. That's where we are on a Tuesday. Phones, and let's go to Winey.
Winey,
welcome
aboard
the Dan Morris Show.
Dan Morris, I'm glad you're on the
mend,
son.
Well, thank you. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. But,
good.
You know, you hear all these people, I'm not going to vote. I don't like Trump. And I don't like Biden. If you don't go vote, I hate to see what the other alternative is going to be.
And if you don't like Trump, you don't like Biden, I prefer you not to vote.
And I'm going to vote. If I could vote four times, I would.
Who'd you vote for four times?
I vote Trump.
There you go. I thought so.
I mean, he showed us what he's done in 3.5 years. That's more than the rest of them sun guns done in 16 years. And you got to look at the alternative. And the only thing I want to tell your audience is, if you don't go vote and Biden wins the presidency, I don't want to hear not near one of y'all, because these talk radio shows, complaining, because you put yourself where you're at. Does that make sense?
Absolutely makes sense.
So you got to go vote. You might not like Trump, but look at the alternative you're going to have. You're going to have more taxes. They're going to go to Green Deal. They're going to go with AOC and the squad. And all Biden is, he's just an empty shell. He's just a puppet on a string. And you might not like Trump, but look over the past 3.5 years what Trump has done for this country. And I can't understand why don't nobody like Trump. I love him. But anyway... Y'all have a good day, Dan. Glad you're on the mend.
Well, thanks, Warney. I think that Donald Trump is one of the probably most misunderstood Americans in the country.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Also one of the most hated.
There's a point you made earlier, Dan, about the expectations game with debates. I think that's one exactly right and one to reiterate. If they play Biden's skills down too much, the media will be like, he has a pulse. He won. And that's where the Trump folks do need to be careful.
They do, because if Trump can come out with a win on September the 29th, let's see, who's doing that? Who's doing that debate on September the 29th? Oh, Chris Wallace.
Yeah.
We've been saying that for months. Chris Wallace wanted to be the debate guy. One of the debates, and he got his wish.
And the next one is for the presidential, is the C-SPAN guy, one of the C-SPAN people. I think that'll be probably fine. The one I think that where the biggest trap lies is the last presidential debate. I believe it's Kristen Welker of NBC.
That's not good.
Right. I have a feeling a trap is being laid for that. And that's the final one before the voting happens.
So I was wrong on Chris Wallace. Is that doing the first one?
No, Chris Wallace is doing the first one.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, he is. So it yeah, and Chris Wallace earned the spot. You're right. He's been hoping for it for a while.
You kiss enough butt, you can... You can do a debate.
There you go.
Let's go to Molly Hemingway talking about the polls in the media.
With just 56 days until the election, some of the media claim there's been little change in the race from the White House. But in a new op-ed, our next guest is calling out the media for lying about the election again. Here to explain is Fox News contributor Molly Hemingway. And so what you say they're lying about is at the beginning of the summer, you know, it was a runaway train. Joe Biden was going to win by a landslide. And now when you look at the polling data, wait a minute, that's not the case.
Right. It's very reminiscent of 2016 when the media claimed that it was almost impossible for Donald Trump to win the Republican nomination and certainly very unlikely that he would win the presidency, and he turned out to win in solid fashion. You're seeing that same kind of thing in how people are covering the 2020 race. It is absolutely true that months ago polls showed that Donald Trump was in a very bad place. But even just in August, you saw a dramatic shift in key battleground states. So at the end of July in Florida, Donald Trump was down, according to an average of all the polls,
right,
something like 8.4 points. And now he's cut that in half. In Pennsylvania, again, 8.5 points. I'm sorry, in Florida, it's down to 1.8. One pollster saw a movement of 10 points in Florida toward Donald Trump. In Pennsylvania, he was also down 8.5 points. That's been cut in half. Another pollster saw dramatic movement down to a very small percentage within the margin of error for Donald Trump. And you look at Michigan and Wisconsin and North Carolina, he has cut how much he's behind, according to this average of polls, significantly. And so it's important that the media portray that. Instead, they keep saying, well, nothing much changed in August.
Yeah.
We can all see that there was a lot of change in August.
There'll be a lot of eggs, a lot of faces go around coming up on the polling, and the way they presented their stories in this thing. The media is going to pay an awful price from 2020. If Trump wins, they will be one of the people that will be blamed by the Republicans and by the Democrats. Democrats will say they didn't do enough. Republicans will say they had their fingers on the scale the entire time. Let's continue with Molly Hemingway talking about the polls in the media and why the polls were wrong.
We highlighted, we just put up graphics for Florida and North Carolina because that is where the president is heading today, where he has cut, you know, Joe Biden's big lead. What's going on? Is it the fact that people were simply not engaged a couple of months ago and now they're catching up, and or have the priorities for America changed?
Well, the campaign really got going a couple weeks ago when Joe Biden picked Kamala Harris to be his running mate. Picking a running mate is an opportunity to set a tone for the campaign. I think Joe Biden, if he wanted to, again, win those battleground states, he wanted to present himself as a moderate. Picking the woman with the most liberal voting record in the Senate, according to some studies, is not the way to do that. There was the Democratic Convention where they thought that the campaign theme should just be how much they don't like Donald Trump. Then you move to the Republican Convention, where Republicans were clearly making a plea for votes that they wanted to win those battleground states, whether it was night after night, appealing to African Americans to vote for them or other key interest groups. It was just night and day in how they handled the actual campaign. So it's
right,
partly about missteps, missed opportunities by the Biden campaign, also about Republicans taking advantage of things that are going in their favor, whether it's unrest in the street, greater control over the coronavirus, or any number of the underlying campaign issues.
Now, she's about to say something that I said when it was happening from the Republican National Convention. And this was a big fact check on the Democrats. All of a sudden, unfiltered, the Republican National Convention spoke directly to America, having African Americans come out while they were so for Donald Trump, instead of the way the media portrayed that. Hispanic women, why things were doing well. And there's a big fact check on the media, particularly on the violence that's out there. Listen to what Molly Hemingway has to say.
And to the point about the unrest in the streets, you know, there are some channels that really don't cover that. as if it does not exist. So when those channels, to their credit, did run a big portions of the RNC, suddenly I think a lot of people for the first time saw what was going on. Because ultimately, the chaos in the street, despite what they might think, the people who are protesting and then it turns into violence in some cases, that is not helping Joe Biden.
Right. A lot of people have talked about fact-checking during the Trump era, and there's certainly room to fact-check President Trump. The Republican convention sort of served as one massive fact-check of the media. It looked at all of the successes that Trump and other Republicans have had in the last few years and told them in a way that many Americans were hearing for the very first time. So having a successful presidency, asking for another term, is a totally different narrative than one that the media had been setting. And also looking at what's happening in Democratic-run cities is something, you know, a lot of people understand they might not be in Portland. They don't want their city to become like Portland either.
Now, Molly Hemingway is going to agree with us on changing the expectations on the debate. But the debates are going to be one of the key critical things for Joe Biden. Listen to it.
The debates are 3 weeks from today. The president wants more debates. And when you look at this USA Today poll that I cited about 15 minutes ago, more people across the country, and by 10 points, independents think Trump will win. You got to figure it's just a performance thing, right?
Well, Biden again had three opportunities. It was his VP pick, how he handled his convention, and now he has the debates. I actually think that people are underestimating how well he will do. Biden is someone who has the gift of gab, and he usually does pretty well in such a scenario. So I think people should not expect that he won't do well, but it really is his last opportunity to win some of those moderate voters that he hasn't seemed to be going after thus far.
Let me go to the phone to go to Jane. Jane, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on the Tuesday.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. God bless America. Dan, God bless you.
How are you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm just tickled to death to be alive. Good day to be alive.
Me too.
Did you have a quadruple, a triple? How many did you buy?
I had a triple.
Triple. When I was in paramedic school, I got to sit in on Dr. Cyrus. This is in the early 80s, but he let me sit in on a triple bypass. And my friend, I'm glad you're doing well.
Well, thank you. I'll tell you one thing. Very different what they do today or what they did 40 years ago.
Well, that is, yeah. It was a long, drawn-out process. But I'm glad you're doing well. And I just wanted to, you brought something up a few minutes ago about Mr. Biden. And I think one of the worst things that he's doing visually is he keeps wearing the mask. And I understand that they're trying to promote masks, but he's, you know, he just doesn't look presidential. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it makes him look old.
Well, it makes him look, I think you said, kind of feeble. And
there you go.
You know, you got Trump, looks like, even though he is, 3 years younger, he looks like a vibrant old man. Biden looks like
they know me.
Just look, you know, Biden just looks old. But you know, I'm hoping that that Mr. Trump pulls this one out, and I certainly don't believe anything that the media puts out about that. What was it, 2 years ago? How many years ago was it supposed to be that he went to France and that saying that the soldiers were losers? I just don't believe he ever said that.
He never said that. There's no evidence of that. And we're about to play John Bolton, who, you know, he's the man in the room, but he's the man in the room up to the point that when he's the man in the room and says it didn't happen, they don't believe it.
Well, you know, he'd have been the, you know, if anybody, he would have thrown Trump under the bus. I just don't believe it. I've been in food with politics long enough. They're throwing stuff out there now because they're desperate. That's what I...
But you just wait. It's going to happen every single weekend. Every single weekend is going to be this innuendo, a story about a story, unconfirmed stories, and they ain't got nothing.
Now, they'll claim he shot it. The reason he doesn't have a dog is because he shot it.
There you go.
But anyway, Wyatt, brother, I'm glad you're doing well. You keep going and endeavor to persevere.
Thanks, James. I appreciate you, buddy. Have a good one. Going to go to a break. Final segment, second hour. Damn our show. We'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Tell you, my friend, any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell. Any major dude will tell you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
For a limited time, get super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $39.99 per month. But if you act fast, you can double your speed for just $5 more, which means it's twice as fast as super fast. Is it super, super fast? Super fast plus. Whatever it is, it's awesome. Switch to internet 100 from WOW for only $39.99 per month and then double your speed for just $5 more. Sign up at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Appreciate the telephone calls. Don't forget, we have Byron York's new book, Obsession. He will be with us at 2:05 today. Washington Examiner chief political reporter, plus Fox News contributor. You've seen him on TV. He is great. I'm really looking forward to this interview. Byron York on at 2:05 today. Okay, so let me go to John Bolton, as we were talking about. Good old John. See what John said about this whole thing about Atlantic Magazine.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton joins me now. He is the author of The Room Where It Happened. Good to have you with us this evening, Mr. Bolton. What's your reaction to what the president had to say about this whole incident?
Well, in fact, he was responding to an article in the Atlantic magazine from last Thursday night. And the article itself is a mashup of all kinds of allegations, what he thinks of John McCain, which I thought was largely accurate, and what he happened to say in Paris on the day before Armistice Day, the 100th anniversary of Armistice Day, getting ready to go visit the French President Macron. And according to what that article said, the president made disparaging remarks about our soldiers, the people buried at the Anmarin Cemetery, in connection with the decision for him not to go to the ceremony that was planned that afternoon. And that was simply false. I don't know who told the author that, but that was false. And I recounted that in my book, The Room Where It Happened, and reaffirmed that in response to questions the next day.
And don't you think that if John Bolton had the goods on that, they would do it? But notice, none of the networks interviewed John Bolton. They're a hero. When he was criticizing Trump, they were all over him. That was Martha McCollum from Fox. Let's hit the second part of this. John Bolton on the helicopter flight in France. And they said earlier in the report, John Kerry didn't say anything. Yes, he did.
You've heard the back and forth between reporters on this. Jennifer Griffin came on today and said that she stands by her sources. She says that you were not, quote, in the room where it happened when this was discussed. What do you say to that?
Well, she's just flatly wrong. Look, I can tell you exactly what it was. We were in the ambassador's residence in Paris. We were supposed to be having a 10:30 meeting to brief the president for his meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron at 11. The president was late, which is frequently the case. I don't think the entire affair lasted more than 10 or 15 minutes. And the main issue was whether or not weather conditions permitted the president to go out to the Anmarin Cemetery. The people I recall being there were John Kelly, one of his aides, Mike Pompeo, myself, Jamie McCord, our ambassador to France. We had this discussion. It was mostly John Kelly presenting the logistical reasons why the trip couldn't take place. And the president assented to the recommendation that he not go. He didn't protest that he really needed to go. He just sort of took the facts as they were. It's a very straight weather call. After that meeting, just for what it's worth, we then went to the Élysée Palace for the president to meet with Macron. That lasted until about 12:45. The two presidents were then joined by the two first ladies for a lunch, just the four of them. It lasted into the afternoon. The president then went back to the embassy and a dinner that night for the heads of state who were attending. And that was his schedule that day.
You know, having been there, one of the most dangerous places where the president travels is Wing 1. And weather is one thing, and chip lights are another, and that's where you get a broken socket in in transmission. And it jams a rotor up. Mm. No rotor, no fly, crack. But Marine One would never fly unless they had to under bad circumstances. They do a flight assessment report to look at what are the odds of something bad happening. Crystal clear blue sky, you're great. But if you've got the possibility of a thunderstorm coming in, and I've had that where he was one place, we choppered in, we couldn't chop her out, so we had to motorcade out, move an entire motorcade to a new location. That took some doing. This isn't the second part, the third part of John Bolton, and he's going to be talking about, do we have enough time, Joey?
Actually, no, we probably need to hit our top of the hour so we can get Byron on in here. Byron York, folks, coming up.
Okay, going to take a break, coming back right after that.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.